Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. As we celebrate Veterans Day, we're honoring all the brave individuals who sacrifice and selflessly served our country. Every day, but especially as we honor Veterans Day, we reflect on how we can give back to our veterans and how we can support them just as they've supported us. There are more than 300,000 veterans who call our state home, and my administration and I have committed to making sure each of them has access to the resources and support they've earned through their service. In support of this effort, I was proud to create our Blue Ribbon Commission on Veteran Opportunity. This commission was made up of veteran advocates, leaders in the veterans community, and most importantly, veterans and their families. And based on their recommendations, last year I announced a $10 million investment to bolster veteran services statewide. This critical investment went towards funding for veteran mental health initiatives, veteran housing and employment assistance, and supporting the Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program, also additional resources for county and tribal veteran service offices. I was also proud to sign a budget earlier this year that built upon this important work, including increases in funding for county and tribal veteran services offices by 25%. But our work can't stop there. I remain committed to advancing initiatives to invest in rental assistance for veterans, in job training and education, and support for mental and behavioral health services, as well as making Veterans Day a state holiday. After all our veterans have given in service to our state and our country, we must do more to make sure our veterans and their families have the support and services they need to thrive. We owe our nation's heroes and their families a tremendous debt of gratitude, and we offer our sincere appreciation to our veterans for their selfless service and immense sacrifices. To Wisconsin veterans, on behalf of our entire state, thank you and happy Veterans Day.